And in this edition of STOA, St. Teresa's on the air.
STOA.
It's STOA for St. Teresa's on the air on WTOA, the radio station du jour. And we have a microphone that's falling down, is what we have. We have our wonderful, congenial, and awesome pastor, Father Ray. Welcome back to the microphone.
I don't know what those words mean, so.
Which one?
All of them.
Oh. Well, you know what awesome means.
So if you're listening to this, let me know when you see me in church, because we're trying to figure out, like, if anybody's actually listening. So just say, hey, Father Ray, I heard you on the radio.
Yeah, you do need to do that. Let him know that you have actually heard him. I mean, people tell me they hear you, but maybe they're afraid to tell you.
Because I should be eating dinner right about now, but I'm not. I'm working.
There you go. Yeah, because this is being recorded in the evening during the dinner hour.
It is. The sacrifices we make during COVID time.
Yes, very COVID time. So this is the Advent edition of our splendid little radio program here. And so we're going to talk about all things Advent and all things upcoming.
And whatever else comes up.
And whatever else comes up.
Because we have no plan for tonight, actually.
Well, we do have some fun things to talk about.
Yes.
Including what could be very interesting Christmas time. and beyond. So
you think Joseph and Mary had a hard time at Christmas? That was nothing during COVID time.
Oh boy. Well, that is what. Well, let's go ahead and just start there, because that's going to be the big question on everyone's mind: is what is Christmas 2020 going to look like at St. Teresa's?
All right. Well, you know, I know people are going to ask the question, like, do I have to go to Christmas Mass? Yes. Yes, you do.
They're going to ask that question.
They will. They always do. And it
as a matter of fact, can we back up one second?
Sure.
The dispensation.
I was just going to talk about that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the dispensation went bye-bye at the.
Not really.
No,
it didn't go bye-bye. There are enough loopholes in the new dispensation that you could qualify to be dispensed from attending Mass. However, I do want to say that if you're going out to eat, if you're going to the movies, if you're going to Walmart or doing any kind of, out of your house activities and meeting with people and families and doing things, then the dispensation doesn't meet you for you. If you're going out doing all of those things, as our new bishop mentioned in his letter, and you can find the dispensation on the diocesan website, diosav.org, www.diosav.org, and it'll have the dispensation and the qualifications. And so if you are in the high risk, if you are older, if you're afraid, literally, I mean, if you're, like, terrified and that you might catch the COVID, and you are truly kind of avoiding and only going out for necessary things, then, yes, the dispensation is there for you. We don't want people being forced or thought, or have them think that they're forced to come to Mass and committing mortal sin when they truly are, you know, concerned about their health or the fear of COVID. You know, it's certainly not a joking matter, and, you know, we have to make light of some things. But for the dispensation, the bishop's pretty clear about, like, if you're going out doing all these other things, then you should be coming to Mass as well. And, you know, we do have the safeguards, and we encourage, we don't force, but we encourage people to wear masks and to socially distance themselves as much as possible. And for those of you who've come to the worship with us, and you've seen that, you know, we've done our part as best we can.
You know, and the view from the choir area, or the music area, since we don't have a choir at the moment, the COVID choir is a choir of, as we call it, musician plus one.
It's right, yeah.
But I can tell you that the people are socially distanced. Because you can see it's like looking at a checkerboard. There's people, no people, people, no people, people, no people. Yeah. And what you also see are a sea of people wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody does.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, it's...
You know, and the church itself is sanitized often. And, you know, so, I mean, we're trying to create a safe worship environment. And, of course, you know, I mean, our daily prayer is, you know, our Blessed Mother will, you know, use her mantle to protect us and to enshrine us and to keep us safe as we worship her Son. And so... You know, that's a pretty good bet right there, I think. You know, does that mean that none of us who go to church will get the COVID? Well, we know that doesn't work that way, you know. But I think that the outbreaks in the community and across the world haven't for the most part been traced to worship. And, you know, we all face the same way. You all face me, you know, and I face you, and I'm far enough from you. And so we don't want the COVID to keep you away from worship. If you do find yourself in one of those categories where you're still not sure and ready to come back, then hopefully you've been able to watch online or on television, EWTN, or the diocesan cathedral, the masses. There are a plethora of masses that are being broadcast just about any time of the day. If you go online and type in Catholic Mass, I'm sure you'll find a Mass being offered. So I continue to encourage you not to fall away from that and to make the spiritual communion. You know, the good Lord certainly knows the depths of your heart and where you're at, and He's blessing us. So, so that's that on the safety and yada 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 stuff.
And the dispensation stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
So yes, Christmas 2020 is a happening thing.
It's a go. I mean,
unless something drastic happens between now and then, and Christmas 2020 is...
And now is December 3rd, just in case you're wondering when now is.
Yeah, the recording date for this program is December 3rd, 2020, in the year of our Lord, A.D. And we take that phrase very seriously around here, by the way. But it is a happening thing. The schedule for Christmas Masses... will be familiar to most who have been attending St. Teresa's for some time. The Christmas Eve Masses would be at 5 o'clock in English, at 7 o'clock in Spanish, and at midnight, the Midnight Mass celebration.
Actually at midnight.
Actually at midnight, which I absolutely love. Actually at midnight, and then a Christmas morning Mass at it's 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Right?
10 mm-hmm. o'clock. Yep. Okay, but so the schedule itself sounds familiar,
right.
But you may be asking yourself, self, we know that at Christmas and Easter, people will come out of the woodwork to come to church, and we do not expect that to be any different. How are you going to handle the social distancing situation at Christmas, especially at the 5 o'clock, which is the
big one?
Yeah,
that's the big Mass that always creates chaos. You know, we used to refer it as the children's Mass, and the only reason we do that is because we ask families with kids to bring items for children, gifts, and you know, and we kind of spell it out in the bulletin. So make sure you check out the bulletin to find out what kind of things we're asking for that go down neighbors in need, and that helps kids have the poor and to have at least something at Christmas time. We know it's tough. It's financially it's a difficult year. A lot of people are out of work. There's a lot of heartache and a lot of confusion and just, you know, and So if you can, great, you know, and if you can't, my goodness, you know, God understands, you know. And but for the 5 o'clock Mass, you'll notice in the upcoming bulletin and for the next few weeks, we will have a second 5 o'clock Mass set up in the parish hall. And that will be a Mass with a priest. It's not going to be a video or anything of that, of the Mass going on in the church. We're going to have to limit the number in the church. And we feel that based on the numbers in the past, that having the two Masses at 5 should work out relatively well. Both will have the same thing. They'll have music. You know, one's not going to be less Mass or less holy, or you don't get full grace, none of that. And Father Angel and myself are ready to to do the two Masses if necessary. So
it'd be kind of like the ushers, as people arrive for the 5 o'clock Mass, will strategically seat people in the church,
right?
And then when the church becomes full in the social distancing guidelines and so on, we'll then say, time to funnel them down the hall to the parish hall.
That's
and
right.
We'll fill that one up.
That's right. And, so if you typically come to Mass, or let me put it this way, if you're one of the normal, regular Mass comers and attendees, and at Christmas time you get upset because someone's sitting in your pew, chances are it's because you came in 5 minutes before like you normally do, or right at the Mass start time, and you usually get your seat. If that's you, you'll be in the hall. So be prepared for that.
Right.
But then again, we don't know. This is 2020. I don't know if you noticed, but it's kind of a crazy year.
things have definitely been thrown into disarray. Behavior patterns have changed.
Yeah.
You just don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we're prepared for it, and that's the key.
Yeah. So I don't foresee a problem at the other Masses. I think the Spanish Mass will be fine. As far as attendance, the Midnight Mass, although, in the 7 years, this is, I think, will be my seventh Midnight Mass here. It's grown every year since we moved it to midnight. And I predict a decent crowd, a good crowd of worshipers at midnight. And the Christmas morning Mass is usually attended, but lightly attended. So if you're concerned about any of the Christmas Eve Masses, which is where the majority of the people come, well, then consider coming at 10 o'clock Christmas morning.
Now, one thing for those of you who look forward to the musical programs that go on before the Masses on Christmas Eve, we will not be doing those this year.
That's right.
And that is what we would call a COVID casualty.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We'll have some music probably being played, but there won't be the Christmas carols like normal. I know a lot of people really enjoy that, especially before the Midnight Mass, but it is what it is, unfortunately. But it's only temporary.
Yeah, maybe this will be a one-year thing.
God, I hope so.
It certainly has been enough, hasn't it?
Lord.
that will be the one difference that you will notice this year. So for those of you who do come early for the Masses, you won't get the reward of having a musical program, but you will get to spend a little quiet time in the church praying and things like that. So that's always good, too.
And when Steve says quiet time, I'm going to throw in that's probably at the Spanish, the midnight, and the 10 a.m.
Because that 5 o'clock
is not going to be quiet. So,
that's true.
There it is. Just got to throw it out there, right? And if you're panicked about any of this, stay home, watch the Mass from Rome with the Holy Father. You know, they're not, I think, and, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I probably won't listen to you. No, that's not true. I'll listen, but I won't act on it. The Mass from Rome, I think the Vatican is not having public worship, and so it's going to be just the Pope and a few cardinals and some people, but it's not going to be open for any worship. So we're fortunate as of now. You know, we don't know what the next 3 weeks are going to hold. We really don't, you know. And I was at a meeting on Tuesday in Savannah with the bishop and the priest council, and that question came up about Christmas masses, and, you know, and the bishop is like, well, we're going to have to take a wait and see approach. You know, we're not going to make any decisions as to what we do ahead of time. So all of this might be for naught. I would pray not. You know, we don't want to go back to that.
You may have just enjoyed this broadcast and say, gosh, they were funny because they told all these stories about what happened on Christmas and it didn't come to pass.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to go back to, you know, closed churches and things like that, because some parts in the country, they are going back to that right now.
Yeah.
Some of them still haven't opened, you know, and for whatever reason, we're not going to go down that road. But so be grateful and be patient, right? You know, and be calm and be kind, you know, because it's stressful enough. It really is, you know. And so, there you go. Merry Christmas.
No, you can't say that yet.
Well, I'm assuming that the people listening to this, it's Christmas Eve. But you're right. You know how I am.
That's right.
Do not wish me Merry Christmas.
Don't be breaking out the MC words until December 24th at midnight.
Well, I just did that so that people who are listening can say, Father Ray, see, you said it.
Uh-huh. Oh, very good. All right. Did you hear the thing about the Christmas star coming this year?
No,
it's a legitimate thing. See, now if I had thought to be a little more prepared about for this, but it's a, you know, a little astronomical thing where the planets are going to line up in just a certain way, so that on Christmas you will actually have the Christmas star with the cross.
Okay, which reminds me, if that's the case, some of you are just thinking that Steve is prophesying the end of the world. So, confessions. Let's talk about confessions, just in case.
While you're talking about confessions, let me try and pull that up on the cell phone here.
All right. So, not that we're predicting the end of the world, but confessions, you know, everybody loves the parish penance service because priests from outside of the parish come, and I can go to confession to a priest who doesn't know me. That's not going to happen this year, so we are adding Wednesday nights beginning at 6 p.m. on the 9th and the 16th. I think those are the dates. And the usual Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Confessions are heard in the conference room, and the day chapel, which hasn't been used as a day chapel since COVID. And so we encourage you, if you are waiting for the date of the parish penance service, there is none. You would need to come to a Wednesday night or Saturday morning. Or if those are not available to you, you can set up an appointment. You know, I sent out a message yesterday on the parish app about this. And, you know, I kind of jokingly said, but don't wait till the 24th. And, you know, a lot of people want, you know, like, you know, I said to Father Angel, I said, there are some people who, if they could confess during the second reading of the Mass before, they would love to, so that they can try to stay in that, you know. And we understand. I mean, you know, I understand, you know. So try to get to one of those penance services. You know, one of the precepts of the church says that we must confess at least once a year. I would like you to confess more than that, because we need more of God's grace. And during Advent, which is a penitential season, that's the time when we should be doing it. Advent and Lent, if you are one of those who lives a pretty good, decent moral life. If you know you're struggling and you need more grace, then come to confession more. So what do you got, Steve?
So here it is. On December 21st, humans can witness something not seen in nearly 800 years.
Wow.
During the winter solstice, Jupiter and Saturn will line up to create what is known as the Christmas star, or the Star of Bethlehem. These two planets haven't appeared this close together from Earth's vantage point since the Middle Ages. Alignments between these two planets are rather rare, occurring once every 20 years or so, but this conjunction is exceptionally rare because of how close the planets will appear to be one another. And so it will essentially, and oh, it says a star sighting of this magnitude won't occur again until the year 2080.
I won't be here.
So I probably won't be either. But anyway, stargazers in the northern hemisphere should turn their heads and telescopes to the southwest portion of the sky about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st, and you'll see the Christmas star.
Really?
How about that?
That sounds like there's going to be a lot of people who, and when I say people, I'm talking about crazy evangelists. That are going to be using that as a end time, the end of the world, with COVID and 2020 and everything that's been going on, you know. So just, you know, this is a prophecy of me saying this is coming. So when you hear it, just kind of giggle it off, because nobody knows the day or the hour, and it's a pretty cool thing for us. And, you know, if you want to look at it in the light of COVID and shutdowns and lockdowns and not being able to gather in large groups and families and sporting events and picnics and everything else that we do, you know, the one thing that we can never have taken from us is our faith. And that's a sure sign that we can look at the stars during the same, you know, the same sky, the same stars that probably Mary and Joseph followed, and the Magi, and that left that, you know, that bright shining star over the manger, and you know, so use it as an awesome sign from God. Of his blessing to us. Remember, it's the cross of Christ, right? Our highest holy days are Easter, Palm Sunday, Holy Week, you know, Holy Thursday, Good Friday. Those are the highest holy days of the church. Christmas is part of it because Christ had to come, but his birth isn't what saves us, right? It's his death. It's the sign of the cross. That's what saves us. That's what gives us, you know, freedom from this life and to eternal life. And so that's why a good confession helps during Advent and during Lent. But use that not as a, oh my God, the end is here, you know, but as a, wow, look how much God loves us, you know, even during these times. The stars are lining up, you know? So.
New beginnings.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to look at it, you know, as we get ready for, you know, 2021 and, you know, hopefully with the cure to the virus, to the COVID. And but we still have a good ways to go. So keep praying for, you know, all of the people who are sick. Pray for those who are on the front lines, and nurses and doctors, those who, you know, put their lives at risk, you know, taking care of those of us who get sick. And, you know, we have a lot, you know, and prayer is not just something that we say, well, I'll just pray for you, you know. Prayer is something that is powerful. There's great power in prayer. And so Advent is a time for us to come together, to wait for Jesus, to wait for his healing, to wait for his strength, and to wait for his coming again, his rebirth in our life. And so enjoy the rest of Advent. Happy Advent. And hopefully we'll see you at Mass and during the Christmas season Masses as well.
And what will they be able to say to you after the Christmas Mass?
Merry Christmas. Yeah.